Nevada's high-end gaming salons to soon offer expanded gaming options. The Nevada Gaming Control Board, NGCB, is considering adjustments to regulations governing high-end gaming salons in the state, which have remained unchanged for 23 years. The proposed changes, championed by representatives from the resort industry, aim to expand gaming options and accessibility in these exclusive spaces. The envisioned updates include allowing gaming salons to operate as public spaces when not in private use and permitting games like poker during private operations. These measures are intended to attract more visitors and increase revenue for Nevada. During a hearing held on December 12, as reported by CDC Gaming, the board received testimony from industry representatives and indicated an openness to revising the current framework. While no formal proposals have been drafted yet, any amendments would require further deliberation by the board and the Nevada Gaming Commission, with final decisions expected in 2025. Leaders in the resort sector, including Virginia Valentine, CEO of the Nevada Resort Association, have expressed strong support for these changes, emphasizing the potential benefits for both the industry and the state. Under current regulations, access to gaming salons is limited by financial criteria, including a $300,000 upfront deposit, a $300,000 line of credit, or a combination of the two. Industry leaders have called for a reduction or elimination of this threshold, arguing that it acts as a barrier for certain properties, particularly in northern Nevada. Ellen Whitmore, Executive Vice President and General Counsel at Wynn Resorts, highlighted the critical role of gaming salons in maintaining Nevada's position as a global leader in gaming and entertainment. Whitmore proposed several changes, including the ability for licensees to convert private gaming salons into public spaces, regardless of their location within a property. This flexibility would enable operators to offer additional gaming experiences while ensuring proper signage directs the public to these areas. Poker games renewed support. Another significant proposal involves permitting poker games in private salons. Although poker is classified as a table game under current regulations, questions have arisen about its inclusion in private settings. Whitmore emphasized that such an adjustment would align with existing practices and contribute to attracting high-limit poker players. Additionally, changes to the 6-hour time limit for salon guests to wager without the primary patron present were proposed, with a suggestion to extend this period to 24 hours, allowing for continuous gaming and increased revenue generation. Adjustments to credit limits and wagering minimums were also discussed. Whitmore noted that the $300,000 credit limit, originally designed for international customers, is outdated and may hinder broader participation. For slot games, the current $500 minimum bet could be replaced by discretionary limits set by licensees, similar to table games. These measures aim to provide greater flexibility for operators and enhance the appeal of gaming salons to a wider audience. Charlie Stone, Executive VP of Casino Operations and Marketing at Wynn Resorts, underscored the importance of transforming private gaming salons into versatile spaces. He highlighted the appeal of these areas to high-net-worth individuals, celebrities, and athletes seeking privacy and enhanced security. By offering an alternative to the bustling casino floor, these spaces could foster loyalty, increase trip frequency, and attract new customers. The proposed changes reflect broader trends in the gaming industry, particularly the growing popularity of high-limit poker games and the demand for premium, exclusive experiences. Allowing gaming salons to host public events and tournaments would maximize their utility and provide guests with access to some of the most luxurious spaces in Nevada resorts.